How to Retire, 20 Lessons for a Happy, Successful, and Wealthy Retirement by Christine Benz. Read by Nazar Alderazi, Laurel Lefko, and Rachel Hanshaw. For Greg, forever my comfort and joy.
Forward, Jonathan Clements. When I started thinking about retirement in my 20s and early 30s, I viewed it as a simple financial endeavor. Save like crazy for 3 or 4 decades, slap a 4% withdrawal rate on the accumulated savings, and then head off for a life of fun. Ah, the embarrassing ignorance of youth. Today, after a decade of semi-retirement, I see retirement as not just a practical financial issue, but also a topic chock full of intellectually fascinating questions about risk, purpose, happiness, family, peace of mind, legacy, and more. In the chapters ahead, you'll get a chance to noodle those fascinating questions while picking up some useful pointers along the way. In this volume, Christine Benz, herself a leading voice on retirement issues and a wonderful person to boot, has gathered some of the financial world's most insightful thinkers, and the range of subjects they tackle is an indication of what a rich topic retirement is. The knowledge you'll acquire will help you turn retirement into what it should be, not simply your final financial goal, but rather a captivating journey that allows you to explore both your personal passions and the wider world. On your journey, the two dimensions you'll constantly juggle are time and money. How can you best use the money you've accumulated and the time you have left? Planning is crucial, but you'll also find those plans are constantly revised. You might imagine life's turmoil stops when you quit full-time work. But don't fall prey to the end-of-history illusion, the misplaced notion that all change is behind you and that all will be calm in the years ahead. In truth, life's upheaval, both bad and good, will continue apace. The bad upheaval includes everything from stock market crashes to health issues to family turmoil to cognitive decline. But what about the good upheaval? And how can upheaval be good? You might enter retirement confident that you know what you want to do with your time and money, but there's a good chance you'll quickly discover you're dead wrong. Partly, that's because we aren't very good at figuring out what will make us happy. And it's also because we keep changing. What makes for a fulfilling life at age 60 will likely be quite different at age 80. But that's the beauty of retirement. You have the time and the mental breathing room to explore what you truly want from your life. I've only been at this semi-retirement thing for a decade, and the changes have already come thick and fast. Some of the things I thought I wanted to do, like teach personal finance at the college level, proved to be a bust. Similarly, I thought I'd found the place where I'd spend the rest of my life, only to find myself moving again 5 years later. Meanwhile, what I do with my money and time keeps evolving. I've learned that I enjoy working so much that I don't want to give it up entirely. My financial priorities have also shifted. Today, my two biggest expenditures are travel and financial gifts to my kids and grandkids. Who imagined, after decades of fierce frugality, that I could be so happy to spend and give away money? But what I'm doing with my portfolio and time is not a roadmap for you. It used to be that retirement preparedness boiled down to a single question: do I have enough money? But as retirement has become a thing, not just a few years' reprieve after 4 decades of toil, but rather a life phase that might account for a third of your time on Earth, the questions have proliferated. Among them, should I work longer or work part-time in retirement? Where will I live? Who will be my friends? How can I best use my time? How can I generate a stream of income that lasts as long as I do? How do I switch from being a diligent saver to a happy spender? What if the stock market crashes? What about inflation? How will my spending change over time? How can I best maintain my mental and physical health? What should I do if I can no longer